Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chavov Chav Zayin, the halachos of Kosher and Matir, and we're starting Siman Beis. I just want to clarify one point, which we said at the end of Siman Aleph. We talked about this idea of a simple double knot, a square knot, is Kesher Shalkiyama. He's using the phrase Kesher Shalkiyama in the sense of it's considered a Kesher Umon, which has the ability to last, and therefore we have the Chumrah, even according to the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, that there is a condition for a knot to be a Maisa Uman. The definition of Maisa Uman boils down to a knot which has the ability to last. So Kesher Shalkiyama can be used in the sense of the physical ability to remain. It could also be used in the sense of the person's intent to leave it there, which is the second condition according to the approach of the Rambam, and is the only condition according to the approach of Rashi to be considered a kesher on the Torah level. So a square knot which a person plans to leave, it's physically able to stay, and it's a person intends to leave it, that would be considered a kesher shakayama on both aspects of it, the Maisa Uman aspect and the intent aspect, and one could be chayiv, or at least we're cautious that one could be chayiv for that. Based on that, let's continue along what he says. Kesher also the hatib b'chayim. However, if a person makes a knot which the derech was to remove, untie it every day, lo mikri kesher, mutal kesher lahatirai. That's not a kesher which has any halachic significance, and a person can tie that and untie that on Shabbos. B'komalkam kima the yeshamrim. However, so that's very good if the only criteria is intent, so the person's intent is to remove it every day. But according to the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, that's not the only criteria. The other criteria is the fact that it is a craftsman knot. So we have a kesher which is made lahatu b'chol yom, but it's made in a way which it could last. It is a tight knot. It's going to have the chumrah, at least min rabbanim. We said, according to the Rambam, kesher uman, which is not shakayama, is aser, and that's true even if it's for less than 24 hours. Kol malkam kimish diyesh armim shkol kesher shakosher musa bekesher mahuduk shiochelis kaim kach loelam mikri shakayama. Since there is an opinion, which is the Rambam and the Rif, that a kesher which is made tightly, which can last permanently, even though the person intends to undo it, but it's considered a kesher shakyama due to the fact that it's a kesher uman, and it has that kumrah of aspect of being physically taut and be able to remain. So according to the Rambam and the Rif, this case, which he plans to undo within 24 hours, would not be the raisa, because to be the raisa you need both criteria, but it would be also mid rabbanon. Okay, so l'chein l'had shum kesher lo b'malkam sar. So therefore, a person should undo this knot, only do such a knot if it's going to be uncomfortable. If he leaves it like that, a person ties this type of a kesher. Let's say they would sometimes use a rope as a belt. A person made this knot. He would do this every day. Untie it. To stay with that taut around his body, the whole Shabbos would be uncomfortable. So we can rely on it's an issur d'rabbanan. According to Rashi, it's 100% mutter. According to Rambam, it's going to be usur, but it's a chalakas rabbanon. So b'malkam sar, one can be makel and remove it, but otherwise one should be machmer and not to remove it. Okay. Umasha ein derech lahatar b'chol yom. G'moy haksonis shemachlibe mishabbos l'shabbos usur likshar b'lahatar. However, even according to Rashi, the heter is based on the fact that the derech was to remove it every day. But if a person would put on a pair of pants and they would leave it on from Shabbos to Shabbos, or they would leave the knot in it from Shabbos to Shabbos. A person was traveling and that was the reality sometimes. So that knot was made originally to last more than one day. So even if, since that is the derech, one should not tie that, even if he plans to untie it within 24 hours, since the derech is to leave it, we're afraid he's going to change his mind and leave it like that. However, the Chedim says, let's say the Derek was to make a bow instead of a double knot, he would make a single knot and a bow on top. That was the Derek. Ubaloi kavona nikshar, then it ended by mistake becoming a knot. Sometimes that happens. A person makes a mistake in making it, and it pulls it through. It ends up becoming a knot. So that's, even though we're talking about on something which the derech has leave it for more than 24 hours, his example, he would leave it for the whole week. He would leave it the whole week as a single knot and then a bow. But here it became a double knot instead. So he made a double knot on something which the derech has to leave for a week, but that's not what he usually does. So dinner kikesha shosu l'hatu b'chol yom, we're going to be lenient and deal with this as if it was made for less than 24 hours, since the knot came into being unintentionally. So you cannot say this is a derech of a knot to last for more than 24 hours, because this knot shouldn't exist, period. So therefore, a person can untie that. Okay, so that's we have more to talk about in this siman. Meanwhile, we will hold it here and have a good day.